Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the Minchas Chinuch, who says that a woman cannot do a bris milah on Yom Tov if it's a milah she'ena bizmana, because the woman is not commanded to do bris milah. So the essay of the father of the son cannot be doicha her losses, say, even though maybe she's ksheira l'milah, but she's not mitzuva. So we were mayor a ha'ara on this in the previous shiur. And now we are going to go further, again, based on the Torah of Marvi Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz, Shlita D'Shikvah Rebbe. Another Ha'ara on the Minchas Chinuch, who behekdim Gimel Hakdamos. First of all, Rabbeinu Tam, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the Flamed Gimel Amar Aleph, Divor Maschil Ha, writes that a woman can be Mekayim Mitzis Esei Shazman Grama, and therefore a woman can save it Sivanu. So there's a chakira. When a woman wants to be mekayim a mitzvah, and against it there's a losa say, do we say in a mitzvah that she's fulfilling as an option, do we say esei doicha losa say, or do we say no? Only somebody who's chayiv in a mitzvah, esei is doicha losa say. But a woman who's not chayiv in mitzvah zman grama, the esei is not doicha the losa say. That's number one. Number two, the Ravid says in his parish, the Taras Kohanim, in parishes Vayikra and Dibura Dinadava, parishes Abayz, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Noshim Somchos Rishus. Quote is Lashon, that women can do smicha, they can do lean on the animal for the shechita, they have the option of doing it. Ikaman derma ladas rivera shafilu smicha gedola alav muteres benashim shkach met natara lanashim chol lanashim rishos vanashim demidan nashim uchomet seish zman gramov pishesh besu teira konsin shal tcheles lanashim ikaman derma rafilu ladas rivera loshrin alu nashim mevad isr day raisa mishim ditu Vismicha the Shah Rabbi Yosef and Alakophis Yadayim. Umistabaka Parish Kama, the Somchos, the Rabbi Yosef, Kisomchos, the Tanakama. So, here we have an issue. When a woman does smicha on the animal, you're not allowed to rely, you're not allowed to lean on an animal of kachim, the animal is holy. So, when Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say that Nashim Somchos Rishus, does it mean that they mamish do smicha, they lean on it? Because the Torah was given, that's one side. Torah was given to men as a chov and woman as a rishus, and women are like men. The chol mitzvah eshes is man grama, that even though there's an isur Torah, like tzitzis betcheles, but the women can also, their option can be doicha the losis say, because their rishus is like man's chova, so they can mamish lean on the animal with all their koach. Or the other side is that no, that according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, they can't. They can only do a kafas yadayim. They don't really lean on the animal. You make them feel good. They put their hands on top. But it's not a real smicha. So it's mistaber, zok the ravid, like the parish kama, like the first parish. They mamish can do smicha. And the essay is doicha los essay. Even a woman's essay is doicha los essay. So this chakira of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, this chakir we had on Rabbeinu Tam, who says that a woman could save it Sivanu, and we asked, okay, but is the essay Docha the Los essay? So we see we have a gilu here in the Ravid in the Parish Torah Kohanim Vayikra Dibur Dinadava Parish Sabeis, that it is. That is the second Hakadama. And now, sweet friends, we get to the third Hakadama. And that is Tosin Kedushin of Chavtes Amaral, Dear Master also asks, why do we need a pasuk to pater a woman from doing Brit Mila? Why don't we just say very simply that it's a mitzvah man grama, and therefore women are pater from Brit Mila? Isn't that a good reason why women are pater from Brit Mila? It's a mitzvah man grama. So why do you have to come on to a pasuk? Osa below Osa. And it's Tosis that it's coming according to the Mandi Omar, that Mila Shalob is mana, Bemi Yom Bem Belaila. So it's not Zman grama. That's why you need a pasuk. according to the Tzad, that it's not Zman Gerama. Umina. But from this we can derive that Ladidan, that according to, for us Jews, who hold that we paskin, that Mila Shalob Zmana is only Biyom, you don't need a Pasuk, because it says Zman Gerama. That's why a woman's Pater from Mila. Tosfos, Megillah, Chaf Amud Aleph, your master deceive answers that have a mina, that mila so chamor because nichusu alei yud gimel brisos, and a woman should be mischayev even though it's mishnah grama kamash mil on the pasuk. That no, that women are not chayavos in bris mila. You think that it's so chashuv that women are chayev kamash on the pasuk that they're not chayev. That is what Tosfos in Megillah says why you need the pasuk chaf amud aleph. Minchaschinuch writes in Mitzvah Beis Elsches that we can say that even after the pasuk, even after the gilui from the pasuk, nevertheless sibas haptur beisha is because of mitzvah seishesman gurama. The pasuk is being megale that even mila she's pater al mitzvah seishesman gurama. So b'safo shel davar, what's the p'tur coming from? The p'tur is coming from mitzvah seishes zman gerama. That's why the woman is pater. We just need the pasuk to be megale that even mila, women are pater, so now according to this, we have to understand that what the Minchas Chinuch says. Minchas Chinuch says, a woman can't do Mila on Yontif because she's not commanded. Alright, she's not commanded. But she's Ksheira Lamul, she can be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and Memela we should say, Ase Dechalose say. So it's true, She'ena Chayevis Lamula be Yontif, but Nafkamin if she wants to. So that's another halakha in the Minchas Chinuch. However, it would appear that that's dafka where she wasn't makabel upon herself to be makayim mitzvah say of yomtiv. Otherwise, yomtiv is not an essay. Otherwise, yomtiv for her becomes an essay and a los essay. Remember, women are only commanded, as we discussed in the previous year, in the los essay of yomtiv, and therefore an essay can be doicha the los essay levad. But women, if we say about them that they were if this woman was makabel upon herself, makabelis upon herself, the assay of yomtiv, then yomtiv becomes an assay and a los assay, and mila would no longer be doche the assay and the los assay anymore. But if she's not makabel upon herself the assay of yomtiv, then let her assay be doche the los assay because she has rishus to do it. She could do it. And you can't say that since the Ikar of Svar of Rabbeinu Tam is that in the mitzvahs where a man is chayev, a woman can also be mekayim the mitzvah, but here the man is in chayev because it's a los asay and an asay, but betzim here the man is chayev. Just he has this ikuv of an asay and a los asay, but the woman who doesn't have the ikuv, so then she should be able to be mekayim the asay and bidocha the los asay. And if what we're saying is true, then maybe we can answer the Kash of Tosfos and Kedushin. Where do you need a Pasuk of Osa Velo Osa? Why don't you say Mitzvah Shizman Grama? You don't need a Pasuk, Mitzvah Shizman Grama. So we can answer that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman can be Mekayim Mitzvah Shizman Grama, you require the Pasuk to say that even if she wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, she is not allowed to do so. Her Mila is nothing. So you can't say the nafkamina is that she can't make the bracha, because birchas hamitzvos are derabbanan, and we're in the world of daraisa. So we can say the nafkamina is that she can't do mila shelo b'zman an yantif, and if she does this in Isser Torah, so maybe that's taka why you need the pasuk. Why do you need also below also mitzvah z'man grama? No, it's mitzvah z'man grama, she's allowed to. An yantif. because she's allowed to be mekayim her mitzvahs. And maybe Osa v'lo Osa is telling you not only she's not chayevus in mila, but she's usser. To do mila, shelo b'zman an yantif. In other words, if she regularly wants to do mila, let her do mila. Mitzvah says she's man gram, she's allowed to do. But the Osa v'lo Osa tells you that if there's going to be an isser involved, and she's not allowed to do it. Mila shelo b'zman an yantif. And if she does it, it's going to be an isser Torah. So we have more to say. Obviously, this is a Mayim Shein Lamsof. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, hopefully we will bring our third He'ara on the Minchas Chinuch. And we will give ourselves a blessing that we should be Zoche Mamish Liros Niflaos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.